Thanks for doing this. I realize that my request was at best strange, and my story much stranger than that. But I don't know how else I would get this message out. So here we are. I only hope that time doesn't degrade these. Honestly, I don't know anything about them. Well, they're not from my time, and I'm not from yours. It's all a blur in some parts, but I know that I was running, and it was dark. I couldn't see where I was going, and something was chasing me. But in the next instant, I was elsewhere. And I could get this sense that I was waiting for someone. I was in a bar. A pub, sure. And there was a man there, and he said he welcomed me. It was the welcome to the between, or something like that. But as he was explaining where I was, I just completely glazed over. I couldn't think. It was such a shock. But he seemed used to that. I had a drink. And another. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it had taste. It was in my hand, and I drank it, but I can't remember feeling it. We had some very one-sided conversation. He seemed very intent on explaining so many things to me. He's a very forward gentleman. And he just kept the drinks coming. He never asked for money. No. No tips, there was no bill. It was just him and the drink. After a while, it seemed like he'd finally finished speaking. And then he took this small key ring out from behind the bar. And he showed it to me. And he said, "These must have been yours." I don't know what he meant, but he smoothly slid one off of the key ring. It was red, isn't quite the right word. Well, it was this one. And right, these are still black and white, so crimson is really the word. I don't know, it's kind of like a blood key to me, I guess. But he slid it across the bar to me. For some reason, just the one, even though he had claimed that all the keys must have belonged to me. And he told me that every door opens, but the key takes you somewhere different. That made no sense, obviously. You know what a door is. But I nodded like I understood. I took the key and stood up, and there was only one door. And as I walked toward it, it got quieter and quieter. And I could feel that everyone was watching me. Everyone wanted to know what was going to happen next. It was eerily silent as I got within reach of the door. It was like everyone was holding their breath. Like I shouldn't be there. Maybe only one person used that door or something. Maybe the bartender, maybe his boss, I don't know. But I reached out. I tried to turn the knob, but it was locked. Before I could really think about what I was doing, I took this key, put it in, turned it, and the door opened. And I think there was a small void, maybe a tunnel, some sort of... It had to have been a pathway of some kind, because I stepped through it. I didn't fall, but I tumbled. It was strange, like staggering forward on your feet, like being pushed through a hallway against your will. And on the other side was this place and time. I don't know. There's no way I could know why. I don't understand any part of the story. I was somewhere else entirely. What year did you say it was? Hundreds of years in the future from now. Or maybe it's a different future. I don't know. I suppose they don't necessarily have to be connected, or I could have dreamed the entire thing. The sequence was so surreal that I don't know what else to think. I'm sure rest would help, but it wouldn't change what happened. Or what I thought happened, I don't know. How much film is left? Right. This key has to mean something to someone. I assume that I can't get out. I have this one key, and I've tried opening many doors with it, and I simply arrive where I landed in the first place. So these keys are unidirectional, whatever they are, and I have no way home except to wait. But obviously, I can't wait hundreds of years. So if you're out there, and you recognize me in archival footage in years long past, and you think I look familiar, I am. It's me. But I've been lost, displaced, thrown through time somewhere else. I want to go home. But I don't even know where to begin. I don't know what home means anymore. please. Find the bartender.